الحمد لله، الحمد لله على عظيم نعمه، والشكر له على جزيل فضله. أنعم علينا بنعمة الأبناء وجعلهم مسؤولية الأمهات والآباء. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأصحابه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with family, blessed us with children, blessed us with iman and the ability to be grateful to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here today and make it a means for our success, forgiveness and salvation. And abundant peace and blessings be upon our noble, most honorable, most beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and upon his righteous and purified family, and upon the noble companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, on this blessed day of Jumu'ah, we have gathered here to seek guidance from the glorious Quran and from the beautiful Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the majestic Quran mentions, إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. That indeed the hearing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with, and the sight that we have, and the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which also includes the intellect, a place of reason, a place of reflection, all of these faculties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about on the day of Qiyamah. So the word fu'ad that we will be focusing on today in relation to a documentary that was shown on the BBC this week and last week, and an ongoing thing about follow the money, which is about how drug dealers take drugs and how they disseminate them in the community and spread them out, and how they make money through gambling and through drugs and through alcohol and various other things. And this is unfortunately becoming a norm in our society, where our children, our youngsters of iman, of faith, are going on to this particular path, going towards their own destruction and annihilation, and also the destruction of our community and of our beautiful deen. So inshallah al-Aziz, today we will touch upon that particular element. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular verse, when he mentions fu'ad in the Arabic language means heart, but at the same time it also denotes and includes the intellect, the mind, a place of reasoning, a place of reflection, a place of understanding. So the mind itself is inclusive in this particular verse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that not only you'll be questioned about what you were listening to in your lifetime, all of the music and all of the gossiping, all of the backbiting and all of the kharafat, and not only the things that you used to see with your eyes, the pornography and the various other illicit things in the dunya, but also the things that you used to feel and sense, and the way that your kayfiyah, your hayal, your hal and your state was during the dunya, i.e. were you in control of your body and your actions and your thoughts, or did you allow yourself to be high all the time on ecstasy and marijuana and all of these other drugs and alcohols? So it is the sharia which gives us the parameters, the guidelines on how to operate, what is acceptable according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. What are the parameters, the guidelines, what is the legislation that our Lord has given us that we must live within? These are the boundaries we must remember, we must remain within, not just for ourselves, but also those boundaries and restrictions are there for our children, for our family, and for our community. So those things that have been haram, deemed haram by the sharia, are those things which harm the body, which harm the mind, which harm the intellect, which harm your nafs, which harm your deen, which harm your nasab, your lineage, which harm your wealth and your property. In other terms, in the sharia, this is called maqasid sharia, the higher objectives of sharia. If you overall look at the objectives of sharia, it is there to try to protect your deen, your iman and your faith and how you operate. It is there to protect your nafs, to how you make sure that you do not cause any harm to yourself, and neither do you cause any harm to those people that are around you. It is there to protect your aql as well, and how you think and how you operate. It is there to protect your nasab, your family, your lineage, how you procreate, who is attributed to which particular individual, or which father, or which mother. And also the sharia is there to protect your maal, to protect your wealth, to protect your property. So these are the higher objectives of sharia. And within this, we need to understand that alcohol and fraud and deceit and gambling, and especially drugs, all of these things, they harm the aql, and they harm the nafs, and they harm your property and your wealth, and they also harm the community, and they will consequently also harm your nasab, your family as well, your children, direct smoking and indirect smoking, and also various other forms of abuse. They affect your children and your community and the society as well. So we need to understand and reflect upon these particular objectives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That, oh, you have believed, if you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want to live a successful life, and you want to live according to the commandments and legislations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the law and within the parameters of the law, then know and realize and understand that every intoxicant, every form of alcohol, every form of gambling, every form of sacrificing on stone altars to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every form of, you know, divining arrows, are but defilement from the works of shaitan. All of these things are detested, are completely abhorred and hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to be successful and you want to be accepted into the gardens of paradise, then all of these najasat, all of these impurities, all of these things which affect your mind and your aql and your deen and your nasab and your family and your maal, you have to remain far away from all of these things, directly and also indirectly as well. And similarly, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reinforces this message that every intoxicant is unlawful, whether that is in the form of alcohol, whether that is in the form of drugs, weed, marijuana, or other things or gases that make you high. Every form of intoxicant which makes you lose your senses, lose your ability or your faculty of reasoning and understanding, or the actions that you do, all of those things are prohibited in Islam. And these are messages that we need to push forward again and again within our society, within our community and our children, so that our children know that this is not the path that they can tread upon. This is not the road that they can go on. And we should be questioning our children who have no jobs at the moment, who may have jobs, but very, very simple jobs, yet they are driving the latest cars, yet they have the most expensive phones and expensive watches, yet they have money to spare and waste around, yet they have so many things and they're bringing all that money in and that wealth in. You have to ask yourself and your children, where are they obtaining this money and this wealth from? Of course it's coming from the consumption and from the selling of alcohol and drugs and distributing all of these things. Not only are they destroying their deen, not only are they destroying their nafs, which is their body and their intellect and their mind, and also their aqal, not only are they destroying that, but they're also destroying the children and the community and the society far and wide, and also their wealth as well. And all of these things are prohibited by the Sharia. Thus all intoxicants, whether in a small quantity or a large quantity, those that reach the body, whether you inject them, whether you consume them, whether you smoke them, are all haram and forbidden by the Sharia, because they harm your aql, they harm your body, they harm your actions that you do, they harm that those people that are around you, they harm your wealth that you are trying to achieve in your life and try to earn a halal livelihood as well. So all forms of alcohol and drugs, whether in dry form or liquid form, whether injected or smoked, are forbidden by the Sharia. This is there abundantly clear in the Quran, abundantly clear in the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because these intoxicants and these drugs, they lead to your own destruction. They lead to addiction. They lead to substance abuse. They lead to violence and domestic abuse and stealing and so many other things as well. And they consequently destroy your personal life, your own self, who you are, and your mind and the way you think and the way you operate. They affect your family. They affect your children. They affect your community, and your community as well as the society and the world suffers as a consequence of these people who are addicted to alcohol, these people who are addicted to drugs as well. So it's important for us as family members, it's important for us as leaders, it's important for us as parents, that we know what to say to our children, and we safeguard our children and protect our children, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us, Ya ayyuha allazeena amanu, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, that, oh, you have believed, save yourselves and also save your family, save your children, save your community from the fire of hell. And we can see in this day and age that our very youngsters, who have plentiful of time, they drop out from school, drop out from colleges, and they have bad company and bad suhbah, and they are there driving cars that they're not even insured to drive. They are there in places that they do not have the money to be in those particular places. But you have to ask yourself, where do they acquire all this wealth, this instant wealth? And those people who are following the program on BBC or Follow the Money, they will understand exactly all of the things that are happening. Shadiyan are happening, those gangsters and those people selling drugs and alcohol are donating the masjid to the money, in a sense that, oh, this will purify us and this, we will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they're under the false illusion that living in this country, it's fine to consume alcohol, it's fine to sell alcohol, it's fine to consume drugs, it's fine to sell drugs, whether to yourself, to your Muslim or to your non-Muslim people, it's fine, they're kuffar, doesn't matter. No, the Sharia is there to protect us. The Sharia is also there to protect other people as well. So when the maqasid of Sharia are there, that do you protect your deen, the maqasid of Sharia is equally applicable, that you make sure that you protect other people's deen as well, and now allow them to live in their particular way. The Sharia is there that you protect your nafs, and you make sure that you also protect other people and their nafs as well. You protect them from their own destruction, from their own halakat as well. That you protect your akal, and you protect the intellect and the mind and the thinking processes of other people. That you protect your nasab, and you also protect the nasab, the family, the progeny of other people and children. If you saw a non-Muslim today, a child on the street, and you can see a car running by, you won't think that this is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Immediately, as a human being, you will go and you will try to save that child. Similarly, as Muslims, we have a duty to protect all of the people in our community, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, from alcohol, from drugs, and from all of these other things which have been touched by the shaitan. This is our duty as Muslims, and this is something that we will be accountable for and questioned for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. That you heard about the alcohol, what did you do about it? Did you just turn a blind ear to that? You saw the alcohol, you saw the drugs, you saw the abuse, what did you do? You saw people getting high, consuming alcohol and getting drunk and committing violence and doing all of these things. What did you do with your intellect? What did you do with your power? What did you do with your abilities? All of these things that you will be questioned for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes you see these documentaries, as we're talking about Follow the Money on BBC, and you might think, oh, this is a negative portrayal of Muslims or the Asian community, X, Y, and Z. But the reality is, this is what's happening in our communities. Go to Birmingham, go to Manchester, go to London, even here in this particular community, you will see our children, young children. You know, we don't have flashy cars and the latest phones and all of these things, but these people will be driving the latest 2019 models. They'll be insured on all of these things. You have to ask yourself, where is all this wealth, this instant wealth, where it is coming from? How are they consuming it? How are they obtaining it? And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam made it absolutely and abundantly clear that those who make the alcohol or the drugs, those who distribute the alcohol or the drugs, those who consume the alcohol or the drugs, or support any of these things, are all of those people who are destined for the fire of hell. And those people who consume any of these things during their lifetime, they will be kept far away from the pure sharab on the day of Qiyamah because of their consumption. And those who do become alcoholic in the dunya and consume drugs, their du'as and their ibadat will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned at the beginning, that qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, protect yourself and your children and your community from the fire of hell. Our children are a weighty, a huge trust and responsibility placed upon our shoulders by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are completely and entirely responsible for them, especially during their youth and during their innocence, where they are impressionable. We need to make sure they're in the right environment, having good suhbah with the right people, and they're receiving the right messages from the minbar, from the madrasa, from the masajid, from the homes, from their parents, from their family, from their friends. And they're reminding each other that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ul, that every single one of you is a shepherd. Every single one of you, in your own capacity, in your age, in your culture, in your mansab, in your status, in your maqam, whatever ability that you have, you are responsible for those who are beneath you. And therefore you must fulfill your responsibility and make sure that if somebody is doing haram, that you speak out. Somebody is consuming haram, that you speak out. Somebody is selling haram, somebody is taking drugs, they are affecting them, but they're also affecting their family and their community. As I mentioned at the beginning, the sharia and the maqsad, the maqasid, the objectives of sharia is to protect five major things: to protect your deen, to protect your to nafs, your who you are and your body and your faculties, to protect your aql, to protect your nasab, your family and your children and your progeny, your community, and to also protect your mal as well. But here we are, we're turning a blind eye. Parents, they see their children coming in with all of these things, but they don't question. Why? Because they're also getting rewards and benefits from that wealth as well. But that wealth is a fire for you. Just the way that we look at the food that we consume. If that food is off, or the date has gone by, or there's algae or anything else on that particular food, we don't eat that. We take it, we throw it in the bin. That's not fit for consumption. And similarly, you need to make sure that the wealth that is coming into your home and that is feeding your soul, where is that wealth coming from? How is it affecting you? How will it affect your spirituality? How will it affect your deen and your nafs and your akal and your nasab and your mal as well? All of these things that you'll be questioned for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as parents, we need to remind ourselves and also inquire about our children. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam states that a man follows the religion of his friend. So each one should carefully consider whom he makes his friends. And in this day and age, friends not just on in the community, in your neighbors. You need to find out the friends on the social platforms. Who is their friend on Instagram and Twitter? Who are their friends on Facebook and various other social platforms? What's going on in their school? What's going on in their colleges and universities? What's going on in their gangs? What's going on at work and through their colleagues? Who are their friends? Who make them do these things? Who can manipulate and change their behavior? If you look at the current studies that are available today, you'll find that 90% of those addicted to drugs were introduced to it by a friend. So you can see how huge an impact a friend can have on the social, on the intellect, on the physical well-being of another individual. 37% of under 15-year-olds in schools, have consumed drugs, have taken drugs. Over 15,000 people annually are admitted to the hospitals due to drug overdose. 73% of under 15-year-olds have consumed alcohol. These are the statistics, and they don't differentiate between this is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. They find out and they collect all of these statistics and say, this is what's happening to under 15-year-olds. This is what's happening to under 13-year-olds. This is what the society and our children are going towards their destruction, the destruction of their families. And it is the parents who are allowing this to happen. But if you do not vet your children, if you do not vet their friends and where they are going, when they are going, who they are sitting and standing with, and what they are doing with their life, and where they are bringing the money in from, and that wealth, then yes, of course, you are responsible for their behavior and for their actions. And also the UK. The UK is the largest producer of marijuana. You'd be amazed to find these statistics. 95 tons. Not grams, or kilos, 95 tons of marijuana are produced in the UK. Yes, for medicinal purposes and for various other purposes as well, but nevertheless, 95 tons of that are produced in the UK. That is 44.9% of the total world production of marijuana. These are UN statistics. 44.9% of the world production of marijuana. Half of that is produced here in the UK. Don't you think that where is all that going and what our children are doing with it, whether it's more marijuana or ecstasy or weed or various other things? Yes, this is an addiction. This is an abuse which is affecting you and your intellect and your children and their future and their deen and their nasab and their maal as well. And you'll be questioned for that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what can you do? Vet their friends, find out where they are going, question where they are acquiring their wealth, and make sure that you can substantiate and qualify that their earnings are halal and they're taken in the correct manner. Otherwise, you should be throwing that wealth out and not allowing them to enter into your home, because you're allowing the shaitan and the fire of hell to enter within your home and to touch your nafs, to touch your soul, and also to touch your heart. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and him used to mention that teach your children swimming, teach them archery, teach them horse riding, i.e. what does that mean? It means have a connection with them, have a bond with them, keep them occupied, keep them engaged, communicate with them, do something with them. Parents in this day and age have no time for their children. Ja, tablet le, take the phone, watch TV, go out, mere sir na kapa, and just get on with it. Parents don't have time for their children. Of course, what do you expect from the children who are inquisitive, who are young, who have energy, who want to do something? Of course, they'll go into these things because these are attractive to them. It's easy money, it's accessible, and you can get high and you can enjoy yourself. You don't have to work hard and you don't have to sacrifice and do all of these things. Children, by their very nature, they need to be kept busy and they need to be kept occupied in a fruitful manner, in those endeavors, useful courses, in voluntary work, in good skills, bring them to the masjid, making sure that they are praying five times a day. Those who are stuck on alcohol or drugs, they don't have time to have any horse to come and pray five times a day. So any true Muslim who is acting on their deen, they'll be praying five times a day, which means they'll be keeping away from all of these acts and those things as well. And similarly, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us that al-mu'minu qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allahi min al-mu'minin da'if, that a believer who is strong is better and dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak believer. How can you be strong if you're constantly drunk, if you have substance abuse, if you're constantly injecting yourself and you can't even protect yourself, and you're causing havoc and chaos to those people that are around you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants sound, wants strong, wants faithful people, faithful Muslims to carry his deen and the deen of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, there is goodness in both individuals, but it is our duty to make sure that we keep our minds strong, we keep our bodies strong, our hearing, our sight, our faculties, our duty and our responsibility to keep on top of them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And therefore, parents, those who are responsible for children, we need to make sure that we encourage our children from a young age to take responsibility for themselves and for their actions and for their deeds, and keep them busy and keep them attached to communal work, to voluntary work, to their society, to their masajid, where they are focused and engaged and they're in good company and good suhbah. Otherwise, you can see the statistics, and you know by watching these programs of Follow the Money on BBC and various other programs on Channel 4, you know exactly what our children, what our youth are getting up to, and how they are destroying their own lives and also the lives of their families and our deen as well. So if you as parents, or those who are responsible, see your children displaying any of these signs where they are erratic, where they can't focus, where you can see and smell alcohol from their breath, or you can see and understand that they are high or on excess use on certain types of drugs, it is our responsibility and duty to make sure that we get them the help that they need. We don't just shout and scream at them and say, "Flaniya, dimkaniya, kanjara, wagara, wagara." That won't work. It won't help them. What you need to do is sit down and find out what are the root causes. Why did they choose this path? How have they reached this particular point? And then help them on that journey to recovery, to rehabilitate them, to help them, to make them sober, to get them that help from the NHS or from the doctor or from various other institutions that are there. Our responsibility, we need to make sure that we are there constantly guiding our children and preserving their deen, preserving their aql, preserving their nafs and their body, preserving their maal, and also preserving their lineage and their future as well. This is our duty that we will be questioned about from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. I gave you life, I gave you ability, I gave you children. What did you do? Did you just allow them to rulna? Just let them do whatever they want to do? Or did you actually fulfill your responsibility towards your children? The home is a place of refuge. The home is a place of protection. It is a place where children learn. It is a place where they are cared for. It is a place where they study and understand. These are the parameters of Sharia. These are the things that are halal. These are the things that are haram. But if you are not doing that within your home, within your community, and of course children will experiment, they'll end up doing those things without realizing that actually these are the things which are forbidden to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, another recent study found that 95% of children on substance abuse came from dysfunctional families as well. So we need to first and foremost correct ourselves, make sure that we are upright, make sure that we are doing all of those things that are required to us, required by us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, if we are dysfunctional, if we are incomplete, then we will only reproduce those things as well as a consequence. So their parents and wider relatives paid no attention to the well-being of their children as a consequence, then they end up following the same traits as well as their father or as their mother, whether it is smoking weed or marijuana or various other things, or taking alcohol, or just not just consuming it but also selling and distributing that. They will do what they see their parents do or what their parents encourage them to do. We as Muslims, we have a huge responsibility to make sure that we instill good and strong moral, ethical and religious values within our children, to make sure that we bring them up in the best of manners, in the best of environments. Yes, these are the things that are there in our society, in our community, but that doesn't mean that you can't arm your children and put the armor on your children so that they can understand all of these kharafat, all of these impurities in the community, and protect themselves and keep far away from all of these things. Otherwise, you will see your children, they will be doing drug dealing, they will be selling alcohol and doing all of these things, and with that money they'll be buying all of the latest cars and latest fashions and latest accessories, and then with that money they'll be saying, "Mom, buy something for the house, buy something for dad," and with that money they'll be paying the masjid, and with that money they'll be spending, and all of that haram wealth trying to justify that they are doing something good. But we can't justify any of these actions or these deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that إِنَّ الْخَمْرَ وَالْمَيْسِرَ وَالْأَنْسَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. All forms of intoxicants, all forms of drugs, all forms of gambling, and all of these things are the touch of the shaitan, and therefore we have to keep far, far away from this. And look at the nasiha, the advice of Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam. He mentions, Ya Bunayya, إن تكن مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات يأتي بها الله. That, oh my son, indeed, if wrong should be even the weight of a mustard seed, and should be within a rock or anywhere in the heavens or in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most subtle and most acquainted. So don't just think that your children can hide it from you. How can they hide it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They may be able to hide it from their community, but inevitably it will come out and it will destroy our deen first and foremost, and the reputation of our deen. It will destroy the nafs of your children, their livelihood and their bodies. It will destroy your izzah, your honor. It will destroy the community. It will destroy so many things as a consequence. So we need to instill within our children the idea of self-governance and self-awareness, and being God conscientious and aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, is the all-seeing, is the all-hearing, and we need to stay far away from all of these things. And also as parents, we need to make sure that we make our we keep our children occupied in those activities which will benefit them, which will grant them skills and abilities to see what is good and what is bad, what is halal and what is haram, and keep on the straight path, the path which has been established by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So communication is absolutely vital. Having a strong bond with your children and knowing what they get up to, who are their friends, where they are going, and how they are acquiring their wealth, and what type of lifestyle they are living, is our duty. Empathizing with your children and sitting down with them and trying to correct their ways and getting them the correct help is our duty. Befriending them, listening to them, and active listening and collaborating with them in good activities to keep them on the straight path is all of our duties. Otherwise, tomorrow you will see your children on those programs on BBC like Follow the Money, and you will see your children as the latest drug dealers or those people who are selling alcohol. We need to protect ourselves. We need to protect all of those children who are on the wrong path and bring them back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember the five objectives of sharia, of protecting the deen, of protecting your nafs, of protecting your aql, of protecting your nasab, and protecting your maal. These are the things that you'll be questioned for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا